Moderate Democrat Tim Ryan backs free sex changes for illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on November 3, 2022. The Democrat Party's candidate in the Ohio Senate race promised to provide taxpayer-funded sex change surgeries and hormones to illegal migrants who say they are transgender. Tim Ryan, who portrays himself as a moderate, made the wildly unpopular pledge in 2019 to one of the party's most radical constituency groups, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. Ryan made the pledge while he was running for president in 2019. The ACLU's 2019 presidential candidate questionnaire asked, "As president, will you use your executive authority to ensure that transgender and non-binary people who rely on the state for medical care, including those in prison and immigration detention, will have access to comprehensive treatment associated with gender transition, including all necessary surgical care? If yes, how will you do so?" Ryan, or perhaps one of his staffers, ticked the yes box but declined to detail his policies. Polls show the public is increasingly opposed to the gender Trump's biology demand of the Democrat Party's progressive base. Opposition is especially strong towards progressive policies that push transgenderism on kids, into sports, or into women's jails. The public also dislikes mass migration, especially of illegal economic migrants into Americans' housing and workplaces. The public also strongly opposes welfare and aid to illegal migrants. But Ryan's double endorsement of free transgender services for illegals was caused by pressure from the far left, university-trained progressive wing of the Democrat Party. Progressives strongly oppose the popular civic distinctions that are used by ordinary Americans to manage their democratic societies. Those distinctions help Americans to recognize and describe the differences between Americans and foreigners, males and females, boys and girls, adults and children, innocent and guilty, good and bad claims, and wise or unwise actions. Progressives choose to believe that American civic culture is incurably racist, sexist, crude, and generally terrible. So they seek to destroy those democratic distinctions in Congress, in courts, in schools, in polite conversation, and even in words and language. This progressive strategy of imposed diversity and forced deconstruction impose chaos and confusion, so damaging Americans' ability to manage their democratic communities. But that damage helps progressives present themselves as the well-paid, highly credentialed fixers for the chaos and confusion they create. Ryan's rival, GOP candidate J.D. Vance, however, says he trusts Americans to manage their societies with their own laws, social norms, and language that recognizes important differences, such as the differences between Americans, legal immigrants, and illegal migrants. The Vance campaign told Fox News that Ryan's support for sex change surgeries is a radical policy. "Taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgeries for illegal immigrants. You really cannot get more radical than that," a Vance campaign spokesperson said. Tim Ryan has spent this entire campaign lying to Ohioans about his record and trying to convince them he's a moderate. The truth is that he's just a far-left, woke liberal who wants to waste taxpayer money on insane ideas like this. He doesn't belong anywhere near the U.S. Senate. Currently, Ryan is losing his race to Vance, even as Ryan tries to escape the damage from his association with the Democrat Party. "The National Democratic Party has never been good at strategic political decisions," he told CNN on November 3. "We really don't want them at this point."